Well, yes, I do believe that that's better. We've known that for a while. We have two opportunities, you know. We have to win games no matter how you do it, especially the ones that are in our division. You know, we have to, it's really no secrets. I watch the standings and what's going on. They affect our daily existence, so it's something that we're aware of, and we're going to focus on Buffalo. You talking about today, or are you talking about in general?
Coming up. This coming weekend.
Just pretty much the same format. We haven't practiced in, can't remember the last time we had a practice. So, you know, today we worked on some things we haven't worked on in a long, long time. Just rush attacks, coming D-zone coverage and stuff. So it gives you an opportunity to do some things and to get better, you know, with a lot of different things. So it's good to get back to that, and as we're moving forward through the month, it's going to continue like that. We've just got to manage the things in front of us, try to find a way to get better.
Anything up with Andrew Ladd today? He looked like he left early.
Yeah, he's just banged up, you know. He'll be okay for tomorrow, you know, so he's a player there. But that, we knew that going in, didn't know if he'd be able to make it through, and we want to make sure he's okay for the game, so.
Is Truba fitting in?
He's fitting in fine, you know. This would be his first practice really with our group, so it's really hard, you know, to make an assessment on him and a whole other things, you know. Where we go with Jacob will be determined by a lot of different factors. The bottom line is we're trying to get ourselves in a position to win games, and that's what we're focused on right now. If that involves him, then that involves him based on whatever we determine that to be. I don't know about that. There's no easy games. You can play any team and win and lose any of the games. We've proven that, so has a lot of teams. I don't think there's any comfort to it at all. I don't think that anybody stops or lets up or quits because they're below the line or they're way below the line. I just don't think that happens. And on that front, I mean, you know, goalies can single-handedly win you games even, you know, if things aren't going well. So that's... there's too many factors for us that are important. It's just we can't lighten up because we think that somebody's not as determined as us. I don't think that's going to happen.
One of those factors is your top forwards finding identity. They've been talking.
Well, you know, you don't want to over-coach those situations and overburden them with more things if you're top guys are not going and they're dealing with it enough, let alone you keep bringing it up. So that's something I kind of, if I find a way that I can help them, I would, you know. And if that's something that relates to either coaching or areas positional wise, I'll try to help them. But otherwise, I don't think you have to spell it out to them, you know. I think the good thing was that we worked hard together, and these things looked after themselves. You know, the offensive guys scored, and guys I thought played their roles real well. That just came forward with the forwards, with the players that scored, with the players that we needed to score. It worked itself out, which we knew it would anyway.
How was your approach to team defense going this year? That was kind of the theme going into the year, was it not? Getting all five guys to play defense. How's it gone after 40 games?
Well, it's gone okay. I don't know that we've gone to where we would like it to have been. When you look at your goals for and against, you'd like to be on the plus side of that equation, and we're not. We're whatever the difference is. We're minus 21 or something like that. So that's really not really changed a whole lot from last year. So as much as we're doing some things better, we're still not on the right side of that equation. So when you look at the line and above the line, the people that are above the line are on the plus side of that equation, and the people that aren't. You know, some are, but that's a common theme, so it's not like we don't know that. So it's gone okay. I think we've done some things, but obviously not as much as we'd like to. I think a factor there too would be that you don't have the opportunity to practice the D-zone like you would. It's more taxing, so... But that's not an excuse, that's just reality, and every team's in that situation, so we're not alone there, you know.
like your goals against are exactly the same as last year, but your goals for are down. Is that, could that be a product of
No, I would look at potentially the power play, not getting you much goals for. You know, like last year, I think we were 17%. This year, we're 12 point whatever, you know. So I think that might be a little bit of difference. I don't think you're giving up one to get the other. I don't think that that has to take place, you know. Just don't want to be cheating in areas to create more offense. And I think you have to, I think your offense start from defending, you know. So.
How do you avoid some of the letdowns that have been kind of a recurring issue, especially against the
Well, I don't have a real answer for that, because if I did, I would have, we would have got it done, you know. So you always know it's there, but you just don't know when it's going to rear its ugly head. And that's something, when you see it, you've got to try to jolt it into place if you can. But there's so many factors that determine these things that you can't just say, if this happens, I'm going to do this. Well, what causes it to happen, and what do you got? Is it three or four players? Is it the whole line? Is it slumps? Is it a lot of things? There's just too many factors. So it's hard to prevent that stuff.
Are there ever some general warning signs that you maybe see cropping up?
You would sometimes in practices. You see some things happening before they actually happen, and then that would kind of raise a red flag. In a year like this year, you don't have that luxury.